Hello, this is Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina, I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm excellent. Happy New Year, right?
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Well, we survived the New Year, so that's a good thing.
That's true. So real.
So I just wanted to confirm, are we still doing what you had emailed me about, the annual package, but reducing the ads on Facebook to 400? So it would be 2,000 total, right?
Yes. That is
okay.
What we are looking for.
Perfect. Okay, because I remember that's what you and I discussed. So I just wanted to double check. So I'll go in and I'll verify everything and just make sure, you know, that we have all of the correct information. So the email for the confirmation would go to you, right? Jeremiah@integritylandworks.com?
Yep. Yeah, that works.
Okay. And then the number that we're promoting for the business, is that the 717-286-8238?
Let me double check. 7286-8238. Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. Okay. Now, for correspondence, if we were to send a text message or something, you're okay if we use this number, right? It's not going to be published, but it's just for internal purposes?
Yeah, if you needed to text, that would be all right. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And then for the listing, we have it as Integrity Landworks. You didn't want to put on an Inc. or an LLC or anything, did you?
For the listing, do you mean as far as on Google or?
Yes, for the Google listing.
I'm not sure. I mean, we could check and see what's already there.
Let me see how it is now. Oh, you know what? There's an LLC on there now. So let me add that.
I know that we technically are an LLC, so.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to just a side note. That's just a preference. So if you talk to everybody at some point and they ever say, oh, we didn't want that on there, no problem. Just let us know and we'll modify it. But for now, just because that's the way it is, we'll keep it consistent, you know. Now, I also see the address is 1800 Cornwall Road in Lebanon. Is that still accurate, 17042?
Yes, that is correct.
Perfect. Okay. So, and that's okay to keep the address published, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, we have a good location that we definitely want to promote.
Nice. Okay, I like that. Okay. Now, for the billing information, Jeremiah, does it have your name on the card or the business name or both?
It would be both. It's a business card with my name.
Okay. Any middle name or initial or just Jeremiah Perry?
Just Jeremiah Perry, no middle initial.
Got it. And then is it still the same billing address?
Yep. Yeah, same as the business.
Perfect. Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Yeah. The number is 4246-3154-1018-5142.
And expiration?
0629.
Okay, and the code?
055.
Perfect. Okay, so what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Then I will create an appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website, and getting you placed. Now, I remember you're porting over to us from another company, so you have access to the Google Business page, right?
Yes. I would need to figure out where that's stored, but yes, I do have access.
Okay. Okay, we'll send you an email to have you add Local Splash as a manager to that. If for some reason you can't find the, you know, the username and password and you can't get in, let them know during the client interview and they can go through like an advanced verification process. But the easiest way is just to add us as a manager if you can, you know, retrieve that info, okay?
Yeah, I'm confident that we should be able to.
Yeah, I think so, too. You seem very proactive, and you're on top of the business, so I don't think that, you know, you've misplaced it, but just in case, you know, plus sometimes
it's good to have the information.
It. Yeah, you know, you might even try to go to, you know, log on and it might already have it in there, you know. So,
that's true.
But some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you, Jeremiah, for the voice recording. So just kind of bear with me. Okay. But it says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Integrity Landworks, LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Jeremiah Perry, Brand Manager.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
To the best of my ability, yeah.
Awesome. I know you will. You're, like I said, you're very proactive. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. All that means is if you do anything else online, just let us know about it so we make sure it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing. But yeah, you're probably not going to do anything else, you know, that would conflict with it. So
at this point, it's just social media.
Okay, perfect. And that would enhance this. That wouldn't hurt anything. Okay. So, but again, with the Facebook ads, we'll have you add us to the business Facebook just so that we can run the ads on it, you know, but you'll get an email with the instructions on that. And then the payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on January 8th in the non-refundable amount of just $2,000. That is for an annual prepay. Now, after the year, starting in January of 2026, it will convert to the month-to-month subscription of $299. So if you want to go with another annual, just call us before that date and we can set it up to do another $2,000. Okay?
Understood.
And then, perfect. And then the cancellation policy is, you know, you can cancel at any time. Just make sure that if you wanted to avoid the, you know, January 2026 payment that you call us within 3 business days of that date. Okay?
Got it.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification. Now for the client interview, I have a 2:00 open. Would that work or do you want to push it out later?
2:00 works.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, Jeremiah, is I'm going to block out an hour from 2 to 3:00 Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 2:15. Yeah, don't panic. They'll call you sometime within that hour. I had someone once, they had it scheduled at 9 and they didn't get a call by 9:01 and they were already panicking. So, so I tell everybody,
wow.
Probably, you know, I know.
Give
a little bit of grace, but they will call you within the hour. I have it confirmed in the calendar here, and I also sent you a reminder that'll pop up. And then for the pricing, because we gave you special pricing that's not available to the general public, I want you to just go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yeah, I see it. Yep.
Perfect. Okay, so if you open...
Actually, no, I see... Sorry, I see an initial invoice. Oh, yes, it's yes. Yep, that's this one. Cool.
Yep. Actually, it's good that you saw that because that's one and the same. That initial invoice has the link in it also, but if you see the text and click on the link, it'll open up a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Okay.
So all you have to do is scroll to the bottom. There's 2 boxes that you have to check, one to show that you're authorized, the second to show that you receive text messages, and then plug your name in and hit confirm signature. Now, if it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about that right now because that will be provided during the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in. Okay.
Sure.
And then lastly, the system triggers for all new accounts an email that says photos needed for Google optimization. just put that one on the back burner for now because you guys already have a verified Google listing. So I don't think you're going to have to send in more photos since it's already verified. So just refer to the email that I sent you that says add us to your Google business profile. Okay. And then, yeah, other than that, I wanted to ask you because I know that I also sent you information on the Google Guaranteed program, and the application fee to get that process started is just $250. Did you want to start the process for the Google Guaranteed now, or do you want to just stick with this program and maybe add that on down the road? Or do you want me to refresh your memory what that was, what that means?
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate I do remember, and I talked to the general manager. At this point, we're just going to start with this program, and possibly it's possible that it'd be something that we would set up in the future. I also need to update him on, I had sent a question about, you know, if we can turn the leads off at any point or how that works. So now that I have that information, I don't think I passed that on to him, so I need to do that. Yeah, for now, we'll just set this piece up. And,
I agree. Yeah, $2,002 is a lot for a business expense initially, but I really think you guys will absolutely love the Google Guaranteed program when and if you're ready to try it. So, if he has any questions after you forward that email, you know, feel free to reach out to me again, you know. And then for now, you're all good to go. I have you set for 2 o'clock for that client interview. So thank you for signing up, Jeremiah. I know that you guys will be thrilled with the service. And down the road, if you have any questions, you can use my direct line, which has extension 777. Or if you hit option 1, anybody that answers the phone can help you. And we're here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern, okay?
It's amazing. I do have one quick question for you.
Sure.
We are still getting the actual website transferred over to us. And all of that stuff, been back and forth with them today. Our contract with them ends on the 11th, like I had mentioned. Would that be any issue that we don't actually have control of the website at this point for the call that I'm going to take at 2 o'clock or around 2?
No, because, first page placement on Google typically takes 45 to 60 days. So they start the programming right away. Now, once you get the credentials to your domain, please get that over to us if it's on the 11th, because then we can launch our website on your domain, and that only takes like 1 to 3 business days to get that part up and running. But it wouldn't hurt your Google presence in the meantime, because, you know, we have to do a lot of programming, content creation, you know, manual submissions, backlinks, citations. So there's a lot of work involved. But once you do get the credentials, and if you have it already, you know, of course, let them know at 2 o'clock when they talk to you. If not, just send it over to us after the fact. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, I definitely enjoyed dealing with you, Jeremiah. Thanks again for signing up, and have a great rest of your week too. Okay.
Thanks. You as well, Tina.
Thank you.
Appreciate
that. Okay. Bye-bye.